yesterday, down in Busy Bush. Let's see. Honey, I got to work. Yeah, these pills gets me all nerves and tore. That's really my stuff. I'd rather do that than take medicine.
Well, I hear too.
And I'm, of course, now Fox Adelaide's nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And if I go and buy medicine, if I buy any medicine over,
well,
five or six doses, it costs me $2 and $3.
Mm-hmm.
I can't keep up that.
No.
And then it's
well,
me no that snuff ain't gonna hurt.
No.
Because I don't swallow.
Mm-hmm.
I take, you see, I spit it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, the doctor told me it was the best medicine. He said, it, don't worry when you got your snuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that quiets you. Well,
that's worth using then, isn't it?
And that's one reason he chooses tobacco. But, you know, it's...
I just got told, but there's a picture of my daddy and his mother. And look what a long dress she had.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a hold of that bow somewhere.
Wouldn't you hate to have to have clothes like that and they had a wash and air and all those ruffles?
Now,
the kids had them.
Even the boys wore ruffles and things like that on Sundays.
Well, you know, it's like this. Up till.
See, I got that little boy in your dress.
I don't know, several years back, not too far, I wore my dresses down to here. That's right. Of course, now this one I got on. It ain't as long as it looks, but when I sat down, you see,
mm-hmm.
and me sitting in a chair and twisting
mm-hmm.
and turning, I have to have my dresses long
mm-hmm.
because I'm not like somebody that can cross the legs or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big difference.
It certainly does.
And
that's a pretty apron you got on.
That's one of the Christmas presents.
Really?
My step-granddaughter gave me this.
Do you like
to wear aprons? Oh, honey, I have to nurse everything I do. And if I told I don't get, if you take a clean dress every day, well, apron ain't as much trouble to watch
you know,
it. Dress.
That's right.
And
just
I
guess
it's almost going to be plain.
I got an aunt that gets up every day, and she says she hadn't got herself dressed until she's got her apron on. And you never see her without an apron.
I don't have too many clothes now. This is a dress was gifted to me, and I had to make it over.
Mm.
It was too small.
You know the dress.
Would you let the seams out on it?
Huh?
Would you do let the seams out on it?
Well, you see, I've not got as many of these hems.
So darts.
Darts in, uh-huh. in front as it is back here.
Well, nobody'd ever know if you didn't know.
Because I told Ben, I said, well, I'll be sitting down in it.
Yeah.
And I said, there can't nobody tell nothing about it.
So you just took
there
some
was darts in the waist, you see.
Uh-huh.
And I just let them out.
Made it more comfortable.
Yeah. But I can't sew to do no good.
It's sewing's the worst thing you could do with arthritis.
That little old needle, you know,
uh-huh.
it's so hard to hold. It's something else.
We were talking about syrup last time I was down.